So it's like, it's this constant, like, raging, incessant need to put out the fire that's in front of us. But not doing it in such a way that goes...
This is the Paul Gough Audio Experience. Whether you call yourself a PT, a physical therapist, or a physiotherapist, and wherever you are listening to this right now, this is for you. It is me revealing everything I can to help make you a more successful business owner. Thanks for listening. It means the absolute world to me.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. It is Jake, your content editor and producer here, and I'm excited to bring you this episode of the Paul Gough Audio Experience. In this special Flashback Friday episode, you'll be tuning into a Paul Gough Physio Room show where Paul is in the trenches with one of his newest front desk staff members at the time. In this episode, he'll be teaching her how to talk authoritatively and lovingly to handle some of the most difficult front desk interactions that she'll have as the business grows. And one more thing before you go. This week, Paul Gough launched his two-day Chamber of Marketing and Cash Getting Secrets. It's an online event where he'll help you discover what you must do right now to get cash, keep cash, and navigate the financial crisis that looms for clinic owners in 2020. There are 24 different sessions and 3 different tracks, from the business owner, marketing and sales, and clinical track that you can put your PTs into. Now, if you want some more information, head to paulsbigevent.com, where you'll be able to see all 24 tracks and have all your questions answered. Also, as a special podcast listener, we have a discount code for you. For $75 off your order, just type in Harry at checkout and you'll be able to get $75 off for this two-day mastermind event. Again, it is paulsbigevent.com. The event is on July 11th and 12th at 10 a.m. It's starting 10 a.m. on Saturday, July the 11th. You don't want to miss this, so head to paulsbigevent.com to get started and register for your seat. Thank you so much. I hope you enjoy today's podcast.
When that me show kicks in, right, which is essentially what's going on. Like, don't you know how important I am? Don't you know who I am? Don't you know I've got a problem? Don't you know I've got a parking ticket? Don't you know I have to meet my friend? Don't you know I have to do whatever? That is a lack of significance. That's where it comes from. Because they're used to being recognized. And it's like, if I'm going into a place, because of the people who've gone before you, because of the way that somebody will put the phone down, even if they're like 10 minutes into a call and then speak to that person, and like I said, in a hotel scenario, you go to check in and you think you're going to check in, and then the phone goes and they start dealing with some random question from some guy around the world who's thinking about booking a room that night. Even though you're there with your credit card and you've got your passport in hand ready to check in. So they take your business for granted in essence, but it's deeper than that, because the person on the phone wants to put out fires, or the person who's dealing with it wants to put out that fire. So the fire is someone who's walked in. And sometimes if you walk in and they're on the phone, they'll actually put the phone down and start speaking to you. That person gets, like, binned off. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Because it feels uncomfortable for the person on the phone to have somebody looking at them in a reception area. So you've got in the distance building in your brain that's going, this is not right, this doesn't feel comfortable. And, oh, hang on, she'll wait because I've been speaking to her for 10 minutes, so she knows and she likes me. Julie, can I call you back? Somebody's coming. Yeah, of course, no problem, I'll call you back. But how can I help? Oh, I'm just wondering how much your sessions are. That's all you wanted to know. So I've just ended a call with somebody who's got back pain, who like is in the middle of booking an appointment with me for you to walk in. Why did I do that? Or why would a girl on reception do that? Because she's fearful of losing the business. Make sense?
Yeah.
That's why we do it. So it's like, it's this constant, like, raging, incessant need to put out the fire that's in front of us. But not doing it in such a way that goes, Julie, like, we're speaking right now and we have done for the last 10 minutes. Listen, somebody has just come into the clinic and is about to ask me a question so I'm giving her the benefit, so that I can give you my utmost attention and continue this call. I'm just gonna help this person. Give me 3 seconds and I'll be back with you. How can I help? I've just got a quick question. Okay, well, listen, I'm halfway through the call with the lady, and again, so that I can give you my undivided attention, do you mind just having a seat? Just take a seat. There's a magazine, there's some books, there's a coffee, it's free, it's beautiful, help yourself. And as soon as I've finished with Julie and I'm going to take care of her, you're going to get my undivided attention as well. And if somebody else walks into this clinic, I'm going to tell them exactly the same thing. But I have to do with the person who I'm engaged with right now. Is that okay? Cool. And if he says, no, I'm busy, okay, fine, fuck off. Like, you're too busy for us. Like, we have to deal with the person that's in front of us, because you can't take that for granted. Make sense?
Yeah.
Because if not, that person who comes in and demands our attention, he reveals himself. In that moment in time, he reveals himself as to whether or not we want to do business with him. He'll either go, yes, no problem, or I'll come back in 5 minutes, which is cool, fine. But don't neglect the person that you're speaking to. Make sense? So back to the will they reveal themselves, they'll do one of those two things. Yes, this is totally fine, and I respect the fact, he'll be thinking this, I respect the fact that you've just done this, and I respect the fact that you're actually taking care of somebody else, and I'll wait patiently, or I'll come back. Or I will say, don't you know I'm busy? Don't you know I have a parking ticket? No, I can't come back. I need to know the answer to this question. That's completely fine. Because if you start this way, you'll probably end that way. And you'll probably be a hassle in the treatment room when the patient physio says you need X, Y, Z sessions and we can only get you in on a Tuesday and a Thursday and you want to come in on a Friday and a Saturday. How most relationships start is how they end, I promise you. It's just the truth. The girl who cheats on a guy and gets with the guy, where does she lose the guy?
Yeah.
For him beginning. Cheating with somebody else.
Yeah.
That's what happens. How you find them at the beginning is how you lose them at the end. Fact. It's the best saying on earth. It's just what goes on. Same with patients. How you find them at the beginning is how we lose them at the end. If we find them at the beginning, comfortable, nice, polite, happy, respectful, taking some time, happy to sit down and wait for 5 minutes while we answer a call, they will likely arrive as a physio session to be listened to listen to what the physio has to say, to take on board the advice, the 6 sessions, the 9 sessions that we need to carry on with their care plan and do everything that we need them to do. Therefore, we get better outcomes for them. Therefore, they go away and become raving fans and tell more people about us, and they attract the same type of person to us. But if we pander to them at the beginning by dropping phone calls and dealing with their crappy requests and jumping through hoops, that person's in a rush and that person wants to force the situation. That person will force the situation in the first evaluation. That person will force the situation when it comes to price. He'll force the situation when we tell him we're busy all week and we can only get you in on a Friday and a Saturday at like 12 o'clock. And we'll tell us that he doesn't want Friday and a Saturday and he's going to go somewhere else because he wants to be seen on a Tuesday and a Thursday. Well, that's cool. Like, we can't do that for you. So it's our rules, our game, our plan, with your best interest at heart. Because if you're an iPhone customer, we sell iPhones. If you're a Nokia pay-as-you-go, we don't. Go somewhere else. You either come into our world and it's on our terms, because you're the right person for our world, or not at all. So don't have any fear of anybody making you feel any way. Most of them are not doing it on purpose. Most of them are doing it because they just don't know any other way to live. Because every interaction that's ever gone before them in a shop, in a hotel, in a coffee store, in a wherever, has been one of those crappy interactions where people devalue time and they will try to put out a fire because it's in front of them, irrespective of whatever else they might be doing. Make sense?
Yeah.
So as a person comes into the clinic, if you're on the phone, you use your awareness and say, hey, like, and it could be literally a case of, I'll be 2 minutes to have a seat, coffee's, there's a coffee machine, press play, I'll be with you in 2. Or you just take the whole bull by the horns and say, Steve, I'm listening to every word you're saying to make sure that I can get the best seat for you. There's a person just come in, I'm just gonna ask him to take a seat and grab a coffee. Do you wanna take a seat and grab a coffee and I'll be with you in 2 minutes? Great, there's a book over there, as well. I'll be with you. Your customer's really important to us. Just this guy, he's called me first, I need to like finish this with him. And I assure you, I'll do the same for you if somebody walks into this clinic when I'm speaking to you. That's a respectful, decent way of doing it, which is contrary to the rest of the world, which is halfway through a conversation, I'll have to call you back because the other line's going. Hello. Oh, okay, well listen, I'm just gonna pop you on hold because I need to get, like, what the hell?
Like, it's just confusing.
It's confusing because nobody dare do it. And again, we're all caught up in this rat race of speed and, oh, what if I lose it? It goes back to that. It goes back to that. Two things it'll always go back to. The patient in front of you going, don't you know who I am? Like, I've been studying for 60 seconds now. I've got a parking ticket. I've got a friend to meet. I've got a coffee to go to. And it'll be the case of, in their brain, the dialogue will start to go, if she doesn't speak to me soon, I'm going to take my £55 somewhere else. That's what starts to go on. And you'll then see the physical impact of that is the, they don't know that's going on, but that's what's happening. That's the build-up. The first 60 seconds, they're cool. And they're smiling and polite and happy and they're like, this is quite nice. And then 60 seconds later, it's, like, is she going to put this phone down? Does the person ever who walks into the clinic consider that you might be speaking to somebody who couldn't get out of bed that morning because they're in so much acne? Never. It's the same as the person who says, is she going to, like, when the physio's running 5 minutes late, is he going to be much longer? Just I'm busy. Like, I love it now, and I train Vicky to do this. When the person says that, it's like, well, actually what happened earlier on in the day, we had a guy come in who was in a wheelchair, and it took him 10 minutes to get out of the wheelchair, so the treatment overran just a little, for which we're very, very happy.
Sorry, thanks.
To have happen. AKA, you might think you've got fucking problems in your life, because we're running 4 or 5 minutes over. But this morning we had some guy who couldn't even get out of a fucking wheelchair. So forgive us if we're running 5 minutes over. That was a scenario that happened. Like, that was the truth one day.
What was it?
Some patient was sat in reception giving it that, don't you know who I am and I've got to be off and why is he 5 minutes late? And earlier in that day, we were running late because we had to get somebody out of a wheelchair and onto a bed. And rather than saying, we're going to take up like 20 minutes of your time to get you on and off of the wheelchair and onto the bed, we're actually just going to extend your session and fuck everybody else. Because if they don't get that and they don't understand that and how important that is, just come over.
No.
If they don't understand how important that is, you're not the right customer for us. And you need to go somewhere else.
There is a lot of people who understand, like, if they're running late, because they always say, like, oh, obviously everyone needs that certain amount of time.
Correct, exactly. And that's what you should know. When that happens, people will often, it's totally fine for them to say, oh, is it going to be much longer? But it's when they start saying, oh, like, this, why is he 7 minutes late? My session was at 6 o'clock. Well, listen, what's happened? We've had a lot of people in today. We're in a lot of pain. And, like, rather than working to rule and kicking them out on the dot, sometimes we go over. And sometimes we do spend a little bit more time with them because we hope that people acknowledge at the other end that that's just the right and decent thing to do. And we'll do the same for you, Steve, as well, by the way. If you have an extra question or you need that little bit more time, we'll do the same for you. Now, again, if you don't like the way that we do business, we're selling iPhones. You need to go somewhere that sells a Nokia. That's where it always comes down to. People will always reveal themselves in their behavior and in their actions. And if it isn't consistent with how we are running a business genuinely with customers' interests at heart, they're in the wrong store. There's never an excuse for any of it that they do. And it'll always come down to, again, does the business owner pander to that crappy behavior, which is disrespectful and rude? Or does he have the balls to stand up and say, this is what we believe in, this is what we do, this is why we are 5 minutes late, because our genuine intent is to help as many people as possible. And that may or may not include needing to spend an extra 5 minutes with one or two people who had more concerns and questions. We do not work to rule. It's fucking healthcare, for crying out loud. Like, it's not like a roller coaster ride where it's like your 5 minutes is up and get off and put another quid in if you want to keep playing. It just isn't. So if we explain that to them in that way, they can do one or two things. Love the answer or dislike the answer. If they dislike the answer, go to the clinic around the corner and give them some hassle and some shit, because that's what essentially they'll do. Make sense?
Yeah.
So the moral of this, never let anybody make you feel inferior. They won't always do it intentionally. They will do it automatically and subconsciously, because that's what they've done all their life. They've never ever been in many situations where people speak to them decently, honestly, openly, and tell them reasons why we might be running 5 minutes late. Reasons why we're not giving them a free discovery session, because it's not right for them. Reasons why they need to take a seat and have a coffee, and we're not going to put the phone down, because the person that we're speaking to is the one we value right now. Like, that's just the order in which this happened today. And if you're in that much of a rush, you can't wait, either do one or two things, leave me a number and I'll call you back. Or have a coffee. Or go somewhere else. There's this wonderful thing called Google, which says physio clinics. Go and rush them. But you're not rushing us, because they changed the play. And 2 years later, everybody looks in the business and thinks, can you remember the days when we used to spend 20 minutes talking to patients when they first came in? Wasn't it so wonderful? And, like, didn't patients used to love it? What happened? But what happened? One day, somebody came in and rushed us. And then the next day, we got rushed again. And then 2 years later, we wonder why we've only got like 50% of the patients that we did 2 years ago. Because all the good things that we were doing to build a business to be where it is today, we stopped doing. Why? Because some dickhead came in and didn't get the joke. That's it. It's as brutal as that. When your intentions are that honest and that integral that you are trying to help people make decisions and you are wanting to spend more time with people, the guy who doesn't want that is not your customer and should never make you feel inferior. At any point, whether you're 20 and he's 65, it means nothing. Not a single thing. And again, the old-fashioned belief of you respect your elders and all that, that's cool, I really do. but not to the point of you change your behaviour in favour of them. If they're rude or they're obnoxious or they're whatever, you never let them change you. And you be the person that, back to that analogy of like, how great is it when you speak to somebody on the phone at 9:05 on a Monday who's like super pumped and happy and you feel amazing? Like, you be that person. You don't wait for that person to come into your life. Make sense?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
That help? Script or no script? Without that little pep talk, whatever you want to call it, the script is irrelevant. Because if you don't believe in it, and you don't understand what we're actually trying to do as a result of that script, the script's rude. It's pointless.
Yeah. As you've said, like, everything you've just said, everything ties together, like, intertwines together. Like, depending on what you're going on about, like, when people come in, like, just stand there.
They just don't know what else to do. The brain just does not, for 9 out of 10 people, kick in at any point and go, this girl's busy. This girl's like trying to have a very intimate conversation with somebody who might have a lot of pain and is trying to make the right decision about their health, just like I am. It just doesn't do it. I wish it would, because like the world would be a much simpler place, but it doesn't, which is why you need to step up. And that's when the difference is in this business is we do step up in those situations and we take control of it. So it's, listen, have a seat. We'll be with you. We'll be with you very soon. We're going to help you in the same way that we're helping this person here. You're next on the list to get this type of help. If you want us to dance and put the phone down for 30 seconds, we ain't going to do that. Because that's not what we sell. It's not what we do. Am I prepared to lose you? All day. All day. Because the only thing I'm losing is hassle. Which means I've got more time for the people who respect what I do, who love what I do, who will be raving fans of what I do, who will tell people about what I do, and will attract more of those people to my business. That's how you build businesses. Not by pandering to people who are rude and obnoxious who want you to dance to their tune. Make sense?
Yeah. Good.
Any questions?
I did have one, but yeah, I answered it. No, it was just about when when I said about when they actually come in and like stand there and they just kind of wait for you when they can see that you're busy, like what would you do in that situation? But obviously just take a minute to just say, oh, can I just wait and like give you a second?
Yeah, you just explain to the person on the phone. Again, you just tell it as it is. Just, Steve, somebody's just come in, I'm not putting the phone down, I'll be 2 seconds. Is that okay? Yes. I'm just on the phone, Steve, like, can you just have a seat? With one of two things, so either leave me your name and your number, I'll call you, or just have a seat. There's coffee there, and I'll be with you as soon as I can. Oh, okay, that's it. Either way, just take control. People want to do business with people who take control. There's nothing worse than this. And then you know it's a horrible situation, you're not concentrating on him.
Yeah.
He's got the me show going in his head. Then what's going to happen next? Somebody else is going to walk through the door. Now you've got two people in reception, and somebody on the phone with sight again. Like, this wasn't in the script.
I was going to say, you never run by the script. It's
The script's there for a framework. You focus on the outcomes. What do we want to have happen? We want to have happen in that situation, whoever comes into our world feels as though we're in control from minute one. In a polite, nice, respectful way. So that when they enter the treatment room, and they get a diagnosis and a prognosis, we're in control again. And when we give them their exercises, they feel as though we're in control from start to end. If it gets off to a bad start in reception, it'll get off to a bad start in the treatment room. This whole aftercare process we're talking through won't get a chance to happen. So you are the most important person in the business, without a shadow of doubt. That's why I say it all the time. There's nothing more important in a business than the front of house or receptionist. Because nothing else happens unless you set it up.
Exactly, because they're the ones that's dealing with kind of front of house, like all the clients that's walking in like face to face, isn't it?
How you find them is how you lose them. Remember that. So how we find them in the treatment room will be as a result of what you did. If you've engaged with them and connected with them, we will find them in a better state, a better place, more likely to say yes to the prescription that they need. Hazel will find them in a better place at the end because they're happier. Because why? They followed through on everything we told them to do in reception. Why? Because they were in a better state from the moment they walked in. They said, this is a cool place, I like this place, I trust them. They seem to know what they're doing. Contrast that with going in to see the doctor. I don't, this is the typical person going into a doctor. They're never going to say this publicly, but in their brain it's like, I don't like the doctor. He's never going to have time for me. Never has time for me. Didn't have time for me last time. Didn't have time for my mother when she came in and he gave her the wrong diagnosis and she died like 3 weeks later. Like, this is the type of thing that goes on in the head. So by the time they've arrived in the treatment room, and when the doctor goes, what's going on? And she says, oh, I've got a throat problem. What's your symptoms? And he tells her the symptoms. And the doctor knows for a fact what it is. And he comes to the conclusion within 3 seconds that it's tonsillitis and she needs some antibiotics. That person has already come to the conclusion that the doctor didn't listen and he just gave her anything to get her out of the room. So does she take the pills? No. Why? Because she already had it in her head that she doesn't like the doctor. And no matter what the doctor says thereafter, she ain't gonna listen to the advice. So you've got millions of people around the world now not listening to what doctors say, even though doctors give them very good advice, because they already had a preconceived idea that they don't like doctors. How you find them is how you lose them.
I was gonna say, it's due to like past experiences as well, like not only from like yourselves, but from other people.
How you expect it, and that's what's going on. So unless somebody changes that, unless the receptionist changes that, and like I walk through the door, like I said to the dentist the other day, like I'm about to give them $5,000, and I didn't even get on my second visit a good morning, Paul. Go figure. Now I'm logic, right? I live in logic. I don't live in emotion. The rest of the world lives in emotion. If I was looking for any excuse not to spend $5,000 with them, it would have been on their interaction and reception. That's how most of the world live, in emotion. So when the dentist says, by the way, you need this thing in your tooth and it's going to be surgery and it's going to be £2,600 to get it done, right there and then as a consumer, I'm looking for any reason not to get it done. That's what everybody does. And the first thing they'll come to, an emotional reason, will be, well, I don't like this place anyway. Don't even know who I am. Didn't even make me a cup of coffee. Been here 3 times now, didn't even know my name. Nobody asked me how my morning was, what I do for a living, where I go, how my life is, if I've got kids. Nothing. There's my reason for not buying from him. Is it because I don't trust him, or I don't think he's a great dentist, or I don't think that he's not going to be able to solve my problem? No, none of it, because all of that is not true. But as a human being, I find the emotional reason not to buy from him, which is just ridiculous. But that's what we do. And if you know it, you can deal with it. And that's what's going on with doctors all over the world. It's what's going on in the healthcare, it's what's going on in the physio clinics, chiros, everywhere. So you've got to play the other game.
It's like your personal connections as well. Like if you have good personal connections, like if you know that they go running, you can ask about their running, or if you know they do some kind of sports and stuff. But then if you go into doctors, like they're just like, oh, take a seat, and then you just kind of sat there. And then even when you actually go into the doctors, like they just like talk about what's wrong with you.
Yeah, it's because they have got so little time, and that's part of the problem. So we're trying to reverse that. We're trying not to get into that tit for tat, you know, minute for minute type scenario. It's slow the relationship down, we've got plenty of time for you. We'll have plenty of time for you when you come to treatment, therefore you listen to what we do. If they think we're not gonna listen to them, they don't hear what we say. That sums up a doctor right now. They think that you go to a doctor and you assume that you're not gonna be listened to. You assume that his standard operation is he's looking at his script pad and he's listening to you and he's not even looking at you and he's just gonna write something and give it to you and get you out the door. And because that's what physically actually goes on, even though he's giving you the thing you need, you were proved right, but your assumption at the beginning was wrong. And then you go out and reinforce it by saying, these doctors don't listen to you anymore. Well, no, you just go in and give you his prescription. Well, yep, like that's what they do. Like they're very, very good at it because they see it like 100 times. And yeah, do they get one wrong in 1,000? Absolutely. Does everybody? Yes. Would it have made any difference? Have they spent an extra? Probably not. But because there's a perception of us at the doctor at the beginning, that's what's going on. Now, if the girl took a little bit, said, hey, come on in, how's your morning been? Just before you fill out those forms, can I get you a coffee? Ooh, I'm starting to think that this place might have some time for me. And if the receptionist has some time for me, I wonder if the doctor will have some time for me. This is interesting. And I walk through the door, come on in. What's going on? Well, I've got back, before we get started, what's your name? You live locally? Yeah, I actually live around the corner. I see you've been coming in for 10 years. Yeah, yeah. So what do you do now? Well, I'm a physio, I've got my own business. Oh, cool. So what's going on? Well, I've got a bit of a throat problem. Oh, is it keeping you from like working right now? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, okay, cool. Well, I'll have a good look. 20 seconds. But it felt like forever.
Yeah.
Why? Because it was all about me. Yep.
Yeah.
That's how simple it is. And these doctors, 7 years at medical school, like supposed to be the most intelligent people on the planet, haven't fucking figured that out yet. They have not figured out how to make time slow down with 3 fucking questions that just engage somebody at the beginning of a consultation, which makes it more likely that they'll listen to the advice, that they'll then act on the advice, and then they won't do what? Which is what everybody's doing, 6 weeks later, going back and saying, I've still got the problem. Then we have to go through the whole thing again. It's how simple the world is.
Very simple.
But if you don't, if you let them run it, we go back to, we go into the doctor surgery basically of time. Everybody's just feeling rushed. And because their perception is that, like, you're gonna rush them, they'll rush you.
Thank you for listening to Paul Gough's audio experience. If you're brand new to Paul's world, head on over to paulsmarketingbook.com where you can get started with his number one best-selling marketing book for physical therapists. Or if you've been listening to the show for a while, you like what you hear and you think that you could benefit from this type of help to accelerate the growth and profitability of your practice, reach out to Paul's team at paul@paulgough.com and tell us exactly what you're looking for. And by the way, if you know someone who would benefit from today's show, please share it with them. And if you've got any questions that you want answered, tweet Paul at the Paul Gough using the hashtag AskPG. You can also find all of these details over in today's show notes. All right, until next time, have a wonderful day.